The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." She was greatly troubled at this greeting and wondered what this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" But the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is her sixth month for her who is once called barren, for nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed her. The Gospel of the Lord. This narrative of the Annunciation appears only in the Gospel of Luke. If we didn't have Luke's Gospel, there are many things we would not know about the Virgin Mary. It's the Gospel that tells us the most about the Blessed Mother. And here the Annunciation, if you go to Nazareth today, the archivist will show you a block of a rock, a very large rock, which probably was part of a chapel dedicated to Mary. And then the Greek that's written on it, Kyrie Maria, which means Hail Mary. That's very important because there was an early heresy that Mary was the mother of the human Jesus, but not the Son of God. And that heresy had some traction until the Council of Ephesus, which happened in 431, where Mary was declared Theotokos in the Greek, which means she's the God-bearer. She is the mother of the living God in Jesus Christ. Now, after that, devotion to the Blessed Mother will take on all sorts of energy, probably up until the Council of Trent and the reformers like Luther, sola scriptura, only in scripture, whatever's not in scripture, we don't accept. And the Council of Trent will confirm our devotion to the Blessed Mother, God, man, Jesus Christ. The Greek there in Nazareth is very important because it shows us way before the Council of Ephesus, probably around the year 300, there was already a great devotion to the Mother of God. The cult of Marian devotion goes way back to the very early followers of Christ. And it will grow and it will develop, and eventually Dominicans will come in with a rosary, and later the Redemptress will cultivate Our Lady Perpetual Help, and various expressions of the Blessed Mother devotion will emerge. What's interesting about Luke's narrative here is that Mary was alarmed at the greeting. "Rejoice, O highly favored daughter, hail full of grace. That greeting disturbed her. She was confused by the greeting, not the message she would become the mother of Jesus Christ, Son of God, but the greeting itself, since she was such a humble and simple young woman. The idea that she was a chosen person is something that she did not expect in divine revelation. And in some ways, I wondered about that. Since each of us is blessed and chosen in our own unique and simple way, in our humanity. Last week, I was at the bedside of two persons at different occasions who were dying. And the grace we want the person to have is that you are a blessed person, you are a chosen person, have no fear. Like the angel said to Mary, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You are God's chosen person. So I want your soul to be at peace. It's the great prayer, the last great prayer for anyone who is dying. And it begins here in this gospel reading where Mary is chosen, blessed, and dedicated for a special mission in her life. And the mission will involve misunderstanding, pain, suffering. She will carry the cross with Jesus Christ in her own way, which is the mission given to each and every one of us in some manner. So keep in mind that she is the great example of a follower and a disciple of Jesus Christ. She is the first and the greatest of all the followers of the Lord. We pause now for a moment of prayer.